Go Big or Go Home by Will Hobbs. Narrated by Charles Carroll. Chapter 1. The Intruder. There might be more unlikely ways to die, but I can't think of any. It was late in the evening at the end of the first week of August. I was home alone and sitting on the edge of my bed, only seconds from crashing. I let out a huge yawn. In a way, I owe my life to my watch. As I reached to take it off, I had the vague feeling that I was supposed to do something at a certain time. Do what, Brady? Then I remembered. I'd been checking out the Perseid meteor shower off and on since the middle of July, and this was the night it was going to peak. I threw open my window, swiveling outside onto the flat roof of our garage, and pulled up the lawn chair I kept out there. The sky was inky black and blazing with stars, which is nothing unusual for the Black Hills of South Dakota. Most nights are cloud-free, and our dry mountain air makes for excellent stargazing. Living out of town helps, too. No lights. I'd barely found where to look, in front of the Perseus constellation, when the first shooting star fell, then another, and another. What a show! I could read my watch by starlight alone, and I started timing them. 5 to 7 a minute. Mars was hovering just above the treetops, brighter than any star and twinkling bloody red. Mars hadn't passed this close to Earth in a couple hundred years. Too bad Quinn is missing the show, I thought. My cousin lived 40 miles north in the town of Lead, which rhymes with speed. On Quinn's block, the streetlights make for lousy stargazing. I'd been outside a while.